Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roy, the Cowboys this year, last year they were at 10-6. The year before that, they had a winning record, and the year before that, they were 13-3. Do you get to the point where it's four straight winning seasons?
Yeah, there's a million ways to go about this, Choppy, and we'll take a look at the schedule from several different angles as we get rolling into Oxnard coming up here. 2 weeks from today, we'll be out there in California. But I wanted to take a look at the schedule, and RJ Ochoa kind of put this up from bloggingtheboys.com, ranking the Cowboys' most difficult games to their least difficult. I don't want to say easiest because there are no easy games in the NFL. But if you just wanted to take a look at it, I think we could eliminate the easier games by including all the two Giants games.
Two Giants games, two Redskins games, out of the way. Get them out, done with them, don't care. Those are four wins.
Four wins.
If they're not four wins, then this is we have an issue. So let's move on from that.
And I'm not necessarily saying...
And the Dolphins game, for that matter, yeah, since it's five.
That's also one of the bottom six. In fact, the bottom six games I have from the easiest or the least difficult to the most are home at Washington... home against Washington in Week 17, final game of the season, may not matter at all. Home against the Miami Dolphins. Home against the New York Giants. On the road against the New York Giants in Week 9. On the road against the Detroit Lions in Week 11. And on the road against the Redskins in Week 2. So we got three home games, three road games. At the bottom of the schedule, those are the games that I think the Cowboys should handle up on pretty easily and hopefully win five of those six. Moving up. At number, well, what am I at now? I've just done six. Number 11.
You should know.
Buffalo, week 13 at home.
Look, this is an underrated game for me. Buffalo is not a bad football team. They're very well coached. Their defense has been very, very solid over the last 2 years. This is an underrated trap game. Especially
Josh Allen on the rise. Too. I'm going to say that I think he has a chance to be pretty good. Yeah, great, and he doesn't have amazing weapons around him, you know, but I think he has a chance. Really good, really good running quarterback, by the way.
The best running quarterback.
There you go.
He is a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah, and Josh Allen's one of the main reasons I don't have Buffalo at the very bottom of this list. If it weren't for him, I'd probably have them down there with Miami, but as it stands right now, the 10th toughest game on the schedule will be week 13 at home against the Buffalo Bills. So 9-1. Here we go. On the road against the New York Jets. And the reason I put them slightly higher than the Bills is the fact that that's going to be a road game. It is in the earlier part of the season. It's in week 6.
Yeah.
So you don't think that weather's going to be a major factor in that one. I might have had this as a more difficult game if it were being played in December. But because it's being played there in week 6, I feel like that's a good place for the Cowboys to face off against them. Maybe before Darnold gets his legs underneath him this NFL season. And I think that's where that game should be. Number 9. The 8th toughest schedule on the season is we go 16-1 here on 105.3 The Fan. The Cowboys' toughest games of the season. Week 10 at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, 8 may be a little bit low when you hear the other games that are coming up, but I'm just kind of looking at the comparable quarterbacks and their past success from a season ago. Minnesota's extremely dangerous.
They're very good.
Sure.
They should not be discounted in any form or fashion. Their weapons on the outside, arguably two of the best receivers in the league as a pair that probably aren't talked about enough. I still think they're a little bit underrated for what they do. If Dalvin Cook is healthy, that to me, feels like a little bit of a different Vikings team, but they've had issues on the defensive side of the ball over the past couple of years, and they're still trying to kind of figure that out after losing several guys.
I'll be interested to see how Kirk Cousins does this year. He had a bad year last year, And that's coming off some decent years with the Redskins. And he has better weapons in Minnesota than he had with Washington. Adam Thielen and Kyle Rudolph, those are better players than what he had in Washington. And he had a worse season. He got paid.
Yep.
So I'd be really interested to see what kind of year Kirk Cousins has. Because if he has a good year, they're a good team.
No question. They have dangerous weapons at receiver, obviously, as well, Thielen and Diggs. But the thing is that comes to my mind when you say that is, if that's number 8 on the schedule,
yeah,
this schedule is tough.
And
man.
here's the part. I mean, after this, I think we're talking about all contenders. And most of them are in the NFC. So we are at number 8 now. Minnesota was number 8. We're at number 7 now, ranking the toughest games of the season for the Cowboys from the least toughest to the toughest. Number 7, week 5 at home against the Green Bay Packers.
I love that it's there because the Packers...
I don't think it's the toughest game anymore. Like,
right.
It is Aaron Rodgers. That's scary. Really. But there's a few more teams that you'll be playing that have a more complete team package to attack you with. Aaron is scary. There's no question about it. And maybe them being there at 7 is a little bit daunting. But that's where I have the Packers because also home game.
Yeah. I mean, but still, anytime it's Aaron Rodgers, it makes me concerned because he is one of the few players in the NFL who, if he comes in and plays extremely well, you very much are likely going to lose the game. He is just that good, and he's that far head and shoulders above the, I would say, everybody maybe but Mahomes in the NFL. Right now.
I love that I'm first on the Aaron Rodgers is done train. I've been on it for a while. 18th last year in QBR, 13th in DVOA. He had a worse season than Jameis Winston. Nobody wants to talk about it. He's done. He's KP. He can't play.
Now,
Kristaps Porzingis.
No, he's KP.
Okay. You give nothing to the stat that has been talked about on the G-Bag Nation that's been on Ben and Skin.
Been 3 years in a row where he's kind of slipped.
Well, but they were talking specifically about deep ball success, right? And the number they were throwing out was the number of passes thrown deep, and then you also have the correlating number of the number of times those passes would have been interceptable. And Aaron Rodgers led the league. 35 deep passes that were caught by his team, only one of those passes was interceptable. Like, only one of them put his team in danger. And you think he's done.
Yeah, I mean, you could have good things that you do. Like, you know, he could not take risks. He could not throw in a double coverage.
Yeah.
He could throw to wide openers. There's a lot of things that you can kind of do to make sure you're not throwing interceptable passes.
Could have a better offensive coordinator, too, which he may have
season. He may hate the new coach. They may hate each other.
And it may combust completely.
It may combust.
Let's keep going here as we move on. We've got the least difficult schedule games on the Cowboys schedule, the most difficult. We're at number 6. That is where we get to the Philadelphia Eagles at home in week 7. Virtue of the home game here is really the reason I'm putting them here at 6. I've got, of the remaining 5 games, 4 of them are going to be on the road.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are very talented. I still have my questions about Carson Wentz and his ability and durability going forward. You know, great line, the old, you know, the greatest ability is dependability, and he has missed so many games in his career that when he's good, he's good. He was the MVP of their Super Bowl year until he got hurt late in the season, but, you know, hey, there's a reason why, you know, people are looking at that contract saying he better stay healthy. I mean, he's got back problems, and he's in his early 20s. As a guy who goes to the chiropractor at almost 40, I mean...
I know, right? Well, I haven't been yet.
Look at it and saying, I mean, imagine being 25 and dealing with things like that.
Yeah, and he's had injury history even in college.
Right, exactly.
But their team is good.
Of course.
Their team is very, very good. And if he's healthy, you know, if we're going to give the benefit of the doubt of health to Porzingis, who is very injured, then we've got to give it to Wentz.
I disagree because I think it's a completely different sport. And
of course it's a different sport.
What I'm saying is it's one thing to be a guy coming back from a knee injury in basketball. It's another thing to be a quarterback in the NFL where you play a position where there are 300-pound massive human beings who are trying to land on top of you 40 times a game, you know, at full contact. It's not a contact sport. It's a collision sport in the NFL. I mean, to me, that is completely different because the injuries and what you have to undergo when you're talking about being a quarterback in the NFL. I know they don't get hit the way they used to, but they still get hit plenty. And if a defensive lineman lands on top of you and you have a bad back, you could be done for the season like that.
All right, we're into our five toughest games on the Cowboys schedule now as we go 16-1 here on 105.3 The Fan at number five. And this is where you will find a stretch of four of what I believe will be the Cowboys' five toughest games all take place between week 12 and week 16. In this case, at number five, week 14 at the Chicago Bears.
Ooh. Ooh. I put Philadelphia ahead of this one.
Overrating Trubisky here a little bit.
Well, it's not even Trubisky. I mean, I just don't.
Philadelphia at home. The reason I put Chicago here again. On the road in December. It's a Thursday night game, so it's a primetime game as well. I think all those factors make that a little bit tougher of an environment than taking on Philadelphia at home, which will also be a primetime game. So primetime game for the Cowboys in their favor against Philly at home. Yeah. Primetime game on the road against Chicago in December.
I'd rather play Chicago on the road. Assuming health with the quarterbacks, I'd rather play Trubisky on the road than Wentz at home.
Okay. It's going to be like, I mean, remember the Bears game they played? What was it, 2013?
It's like zero degrees. It was awful.
Romo, it was like 10 below.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go to that game. Newey Scruggs was there, and I was like, thanks for taking that game, bud. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, his live reports, he looked like an ice cube. It was so cold there. So I mean, there's always the chance of that, too, when you're talking about a December game in Chicago.
Yeah,
that is not an easy environment.
It is not. The one good thing is that, their defense was so dominant last year. Chances are it's not going to be as good, right? We know that by facts, that, defenses don't carry over year to year. Now, it still may be the best defense in the league, but it may not be as dominant. Like, that defense last year, it's like the Jaguars. The Jaguars' defense last year was still really, really good, but it wasn't close to what it was in 2017.
Yep. Don't disagree. Top four games on the Cowboys schedule, the four toughest opponents they will play. This is the final game at home I have in the top four. That'll be week 15 at home against the Los Angeles Rams. We all know how that went a season ago. I think we'll all feel as if some demons need to be exercised in that game. We'll be looking at the specific matchup between, both defensive coordinator and how they try to contain Sean McVay. And we'll be looking at the offensive side of the ball and Kellen Moore, and can they create something against this Rams defense that was so vaunted a season ago and looks like they're going to be right around, amongst the best in the league again this season.
Fascinated to see what Todd Gurley looks like this year with that knee situation. I mean, it was so strange how little he played, down the stretch of last year.
Boy, and tried to wipe away that arthritis stuff. Did you see his responses to that? Basically saying, what arthritis?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that. Well, yeah, you do, and your medical staff sure does.
Yeah. I mean, you have to remember, the Cowboys were winning that game, in the Coliseum, late in the... Was it? I mean, early in the second quarter, maybe they had scored the touchdown and they had the lead at that point. Yeah, it was something like that. But the point is they were in it until they weren't, And so I'm fascinated to see if the Rams can continue that. And I'm still, I don't know what it is. Do you guys have the same feeling about Jared Goff? I still just feel like I can't pull the trigger on fully believing.
I love him. Do you believe in Wentz? Do you believe in Dak? Then you got to believe in Goff. I mean, he's just as good as the other two.
My eyes tell me something a little different with that. I mean, anyway, he's fine.
Yeah,
I like him. I think he elevated some wide receivers that, you really had never heard of before. Robert Woods. I don't know if everybody around the league makes Robert Woods a star. I don't know if everybody around the league makes Cooper Kupp a star. And yet, he kind of did it with both.
He dropped off when Kupp went out.
I think it's the offense that sets him up to be super successful in that way. And that's what Cowboys fans wish that their offense would do for Dak. I feel like he has to work for everything he does.
I mean, that may be true, but if that is the case, then we probably won't see them apart, and we won't be able to test the theory of whether Goff can do it on its own for the next 3 or 4 years. Right. On to the top three games against the Cowboys this season. At number three, on the road against Philly. We already talked about it, but on the road against Philly, week 16, that game could decide the division, and obviously that's going to be on the road in week 16, likely going to be flexed to a primetime game as well. Number two, week four at New Orleans. I understand it's a team they beat a season ago, but that all the more reason why there should be alarm bells going off, because you got to believe, that their head coach, Sean Payton, is going to try to come up with a new formula.
What week is that?
That is week four.
Okay, that's bad. If it was week 14, I'd be happier. Drew Brees dropped off last year, as did a lot of other quarterbacks who are of his age. That's kind of the thing. 10, 12 great weeks, and then you drop off like a rock at the end. So that it's the fact that it's week four is a little scary.
Saints were 7-2 at home last year in the games that were trying. They didn't try in week 17, and one of them was the loss in the playoffs that I think most people would tell you they probably should not have lost because of that controversial call.
Yep. That game also going to be on Sunday night. That'll be the first primetime game of the season for the Cowboys. Finally,
on NBC5.
Your toughest game of the schedule. Thank you, Pat. Good plug. Your toughest game of the schedule. Are we debating it?
No.
Sunday, November 24th at the New England Patriots, where by that time in week 12, Rob Gronkowski has probably suited up again, as Jay Glazer told TMZ yesterday.
If he tries to suit up again, he'll be hurt. Yeah, end of the year. Look, if they were playing New England here, that's one thing. Up there, that's a tough game. I mean, that's a tough place to play. Even though, like I said, with Breeze, with Ben, with even Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady's been into this end of the year. Last couple games of the regular season before that bye week in the postseason, they kind of drop off. They're just worn out with their age and the beating they've taken. They need that extra bye week.
The Patriots were 9-0 at home last year. They've won 13 straight home games, and they have the most unbeaten seasons in NFL history since 1970. They have 7 undefeated seasons at home since 1970.
They don't lose
that's
there.
The hardest place to play in the NFL. So, yeah, that's easily the number one for me.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so that's good stuff, Roy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.